Welcome. Sharon Oster joins us today to talk about crafting and using mission statements. She's a professor of management and entrepreneurship at the Yale School of Management, where she previously served as the dean. She's also the author of the book Strategic Management of Nonprofit Organizations, a book with insights that are relevant to the management of government agencies as well. She joins us by phone from New Haven. Professor Oster, welcome.
Thanks very much for having me.
Start us off, if you would, with a basic building block of this discussion, which is, why is articulating an organization's mission so important?
So, Andy, as you know, for many organizations, both in the nonprofit and the public sector, we find a tremendous complexity, both in the programs being offered and in the revenue sources that are supporting that particular operation. In the face of that complexity, a mission statement really helps an organization make sense of what it's doing. It helps it to think a little bit about what it should be doing, what it should not be doing. At the same time, that complexity creates a potential problem for the outside world trying to understand what an organization is about. A mission statement articulates for that outside world what the business is of an organization.
Before we go into the characteristics of a well-crafted mission statement, I think it's worth noting that a mission statement is different than a vision statement. I think it's fair to say every organization should have a well-crafted mission statement, but some may want to have a vision statement as well. Tell us a bit about the difference between a mission and a vision statement.
Sure. Mission statements tend to be a little more concrete and a little more medium term. Vision statements tend to be a little shorter, more motivational, a little longer term. Let me give you an example. This is from Kaiser Permanente. So its mission statement reads, Kaiser Permanente exists to provide affordable, high-quality healthcare services and to improve the health of our members. Pretty concrete. Vision statement for the same organization says to be the model for quality healthcare in the nation. Very different kinds of, again, motivational rather than concrete and longer-term, bigger things.
Professor Oster, you've written that a well-crafted mission statement serves three functions in an organization. And one reason I think that these three functions are so useful to think about is that they can be a guide for anyone or any team that's drafting a mission statement for their organization or reviewing their current mission statement. In other words, you can look at that statement and see how well it matches up with these three functions. The first function that you identify is setting boundaries. Tell us about that.
Sure. You know, as I began this interview, I indicated that many organizations find themselves with a very complex array of programs. In the nonprofit world, that happens in part because funders want to have some program and they offer it to you with money, and so you think you should do it. In the public sector, demands of the populace can kind of encourage part of an organization to head into an area that is something they haven't done before. A mission statement should provide you with some guidance as to what really is within your realm and what is not. Let me give you an example. So there's an arts organization in Cleveland called Apollo's Fire. Their mission statement is very much on the boundary drawing side, and it reads, Apollo's Fire is, quote, dedicated to the performance of 17th and 18th century music on the period instruments for which it was written. Now, that makes it pretty clear that they're not about to do Philip Glass as something that they would offer the populace. That's a very narrow one, but it really allows them to think about what's in and what's out. For a public agency in something like the Energy Department, with a wide-ranging changes in technology, you're going to have to craft your mission statement to be a little less narrow than that. Nevertheless, a mission statement is going to help you figure out what's in, what's not in.
And the second function of a well-crafted mission statement, you note, is being motivating both to internal and external stakeholders. Tell us why that's important.
For many organizations, the mission statement is something that's front and center on an official website, and so it's both outward-facing and inward-facing for organizations. And one of the things that organizations, if it's a public sector organization, it needs public support. If it's a nonprofit, it needs donative funds. You've got to encourage people to come work for you in either of those two settings, at, oftentimes at compensation that's less than they would get in the private sector. So motivation is central, and mission statements can often do that. Let me read you the Mercy Corps' mission statement, which I think does a nice job of emphasizing the motivational role of a mission statement. So Mercy Corps, as you know, does relief and development. Its mission statement reads, Mercy Corps exists to alleviate suffering, poverty, and oppression by helping people build secure, productive, and just communities. So lots of motivational words in there. Suffering, oppression, productive, and just. All of those very motivational, both to, again, the staff and the donors.
And finally, the third function of a well-crafted mission statement that you note is helping to evaluate organizational performance.
Yeah, so programs are complicated. Exactly what I'm trying to do itself kind of complicated. What are the dimensions along which I'm going to measure whether I'm doing a good job or not? In the private sector, of course, I'm doing a good job if people are buying whatever it is I'm selling. It's not so easy in the nonprofit or indeed the public sector where we're not really selling things. A good example of the role of evaluation is what's been happening in the arts these days. So it used to be the case that if you looked at the mission statement of a fine museum like the Boston Museum of Fine Arts, that they would emphasize their role as preservation of collections. If you look at most museum mission statements now, they add something, and I will I'll quote you from the Portland Art Museum. The mission is to serve the public, providing access to art of enduring quality and educating a diverse audience about art. Similarly, the Boston Museum aspires to serve a wide variety of people. So for those museums, they're using their mission statement to signal the fact that one of the ways they're going to ask, am I doing a good job, is about the diversity of the audiences they serve. And that's quite a different evaluative mechanism than they would have used 30 years ago. And I think the mission statement signals something to the outside and to the inside about what the new rules are about how you're going to say what you're doing.
Professor Oster, you've noted that in designing and revising a mission statement, all of the constituencies of the organization or the agency need to be kept in mind. Tell us more what you mean by that.
So if you think about a private sector firm, the job of the private sector firm is to create value for the shareholder. And they do that, of course, by creating goods of value to the consumers who wish to buy those goods. For the public and the private sector, we don't have shareholders. We have a variety of stakeholders that derive value from the existence of these organizations. And that means when we think about a mission statement, which again encapsulates what the business of the organization is, it's going to play a role both, as we've said here, in motivating and helping staff think about boundaries, in motivating donors to contribute to this, and in letting, frankly, clients and users of the service know that this is a place to go if you need help in this area and if you want help of a particular sort. So you've really got to be thinking about the mission statement as responding to all of those different constituents.
A basic question that some people may have is, how long should a mission statement be? Or what's too short or too long? Do you have any advice?
You know, this is a little bit like we tell our students about making sure you have an elevator speech for getting a job. People's attention spans are pretty short, so you don't really want a mission statement that's a page long. And I think a couple of sentences is about what you get. People often have a mission statement and then a longer statement that says, and here is the way in which we implement that, which tends to be a little more bullet point-ish. But I would say for the mission statement itself, a couple of sentences usually covers most of what you want.
Finally, I'd like to ask you about using mission statements. Can you share some advice about how they can be used?
Actually, the designing of one is often a really useful exercise. So, to some extent, much of the value is in the doing of it rather than the having of it. Nevertheless, the having of it is useful too, and in many ways it's useful because it's part of your outward face. And a classic way you use it is on your website, on the materials that you give people. I have been on nonprofit boards in which right in front of the board members before each meeting is the mission statement, so that as you think about decision making, you've got it right there front and center in front of you. It's a reminder, as we use it, a reminder about how we're motivated to do what we do, how we're going to evaluate what we do, and how we're going to set boundaries on what we do and maybe, more importantly, what we don't do.
Sharon Oster from the Yale School of Management. Professor Oster, thank you for being with us and for sharing insights that are really relevant to any organization.
Great. Nice to talk to you.